Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of June 2020. Supreme Court has directed the government authorities of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana to hold a meeting and mutually, along with the central government, formulate a common plan policy platform to facilitate movement across state borders within 1 week. Supreme Court has passed an interim order that no coercive action should be taken against employers for failure to comply with the 29th of March, 2020 order of the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, for full payment of wages. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to upload the order dated the 1st of June, 2020 which directed the sealing of Delhi borders, on its website in a prominent manner, so that all the important points are highlighted to the citizens. Meghalaya High Court has decided that normal functioning of the High Court and courts subordinate to it will remain suspended till the 30th of June, 2020. Supreme Court has asked the central government to treat a writ petition seeking direction to change the name of the country as Bharat from India as a representation and to take a decision on the same. Supreme Court has issued notice on a public interest litigation seeking urgent release and rehabilitation of 187 victims of bonded labor who are being held at three different brick kilns in the states of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Supreme Court has observed that it would be unsafe to convict an accused solely based on uncorroborated testimony of an accomplice. Supreme Court has said JP Morgan India's properties worth 187 crores would remain attached with the Enforcement Directorate until the trial in a money laundering case over its alleged transactions with the Amrapali Group was completed. Supreme Court has dismissed an appeal by the Andhra Pradesh government challenging a High Court order, directing removal of flags of political parties including those of Chief Minister-led ruling party, Yuvajana Samikarithu Congress Party from government buildings. Supreme Court has refused to stay the 2019 presidential order, whereby the state of Assam has been excluded from an Alliance area, in light of the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. 2019. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to file a status report highlighting the degree of compliance with its own guidelines on proper disposal of bodies of COVID-19 patients. Bombay High Court has allowed arrested vessel MV Karnika to be moved out of the port of Mumbai into safer waters considering the sheer size of the vessel and possible damage it may cause to other vessels anchored nearby as Cyclone Nisarga hits Maharashtra's coast. Bombay High Court has inquired as to how many passengers evacuated under the Vande Bharat mission from different countries actually tested positive for COVID-19 after landing in India and were not positive before taking the flight. Allahabad High Court has decided to allow usual functioning of the court from the 8th of June, 2020 onwards, both at the principal seat as well as at its bench in Lucknow. Allahabad High Court has allowed a bail petition filed directly before it under Section 439 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 without requiring the petitioner to first approach the trial court, on account of the lockdown situation. Kerala High Court has passed an interim order restraining a school from levying additional fees on students for holding virtual classes. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government, the Civil Aviation Secretary and the Dehradun District Magistrate to explain why people entering the state on flights are being sent to paid quarantine in hotels. Uttarakhand High Court has expressed deep concern over the pitiable condition of quarantine centers at the village level in the state and has directed the concerned district magistrates to provide funds to Gram Sabhas to ameliorate the situation. Gujarat High Court has stayed the Franklin Templeton's plan to conduct e-voting and hold a unit holder meeting to determine their views on the winding up process of six debt funds.